Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth King is here, too. Ruth is one of my heroes. She's CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of All the Ugly Truth About Books, The Ugly Truth About Small Business, About Managing Employees, et cetera, et cetera. Her new book, which I am really proud of her for, is called The Courage to be Profitable. She's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back. I'm glad to be here.
You're always welcome here, Ruth. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Ruth, before you got here, I was telling the audience that the cash is king. You got to have cash if you're going to be able to open your doors tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But profit is queen only because you can wait a little longer on profitability. But you got to have cash to open your business tomorrow, but you got to make a profit to open your business next year. What do you think?
Yes, you have to have profitable sales, which turn into positive cash flow, which turns into cash. That's the sequence.
Cash keeps you open to make a profit so that you can acquire the profits so you don't have to worry about cash.
Yeah, I mean, if you do not have profitable sales, then you'll never have enough cash. And I'll tell you the story of a business owner I worked with who started his business at zero, grew it quickly to $2 million over a period of years.
Uh-huh.
And then he never had a problem because the cash from one project started the next. And about $2 million, his business leveled off and stopped growing. So at that point, he started noticing that he didn't have as much cash anymore.
Right.
And he was starting to have problems paying his bills and payroll and this and that.
He wasn't capitalizing his growth. He was cash flowing his growth, wasn't he?
Well, what he was doing was he didn't know what his profits were, because when I went in there and analyzed his business, he was losing a nickel for every dollar that came in the door that entire period. And you miss it. You absolutely miss it when you're growing. Totally.
And eventually your equity is eroded and then you go out of business.
He would have had I not gone in there and figured out what's going on.
If it had not been for Super Ruth, he would have gone out of business. Now, do you wear your cape when you go into these places?
No.
I know you have one, Ruth. I've seen it. But anyway. All right. So what do we do? How do we fix this?
All right. Number one, you've got to understand what profits really and truly is. Profits are not cash.
That's right.
And so what you want to do is totally understand your P&L, and that goes into what we're going to talk about this morning with net profit per hour and overhead cost per hour.
Net profit per hour and overhead cost per hour.
Right.
All right. So we're talking incremental management here, folks. This is the key. Being profitable is not sexy. There's nothing getting profits, squeezing them out, making them happen. This is hard work, isn't it, Ruth?
Absolutely, and it's not necessarily only you. It's your employees and understanding productivity and how they contribute to profits, whether or not they're, you know, creating the widgets or whether they're supporting the people who are creating
mm-hmm.
the widgets.
Mm-hmm.
Both are important in profitability, and both are important in overhead cost per hour.
Okay.
And these are two concepts that most business owners don't get, and they're actually in the book, in The Courage to be Profitable, and I go through how to calculate them, and they're very, very easy. Essentially, what you do is you look at what you made last year, what your net operating profit was before bonuses and all those sort of fun things that you do because you had a great year, but you know what you earned from operations, your net operating profit, and you divide that by the total number of billable or revenue-producing hours that you had, and come up with a number.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how much you are earning on your bottom line for every hour that you bill or for every hour that somebody uses to produce one of your widgets or provide a service. And this number is very sobering. I mean, I had a guy who was an IT guy, and, you know, he loved what he did, and he was working, you know, 16 hours a day, and I made him calculate this number, and it came out to 97 cents an hour. And he looked at me, and he goes, what am I doing this for? I will not use the vernacular that he actually used. But I said, why are you doing this? You could go to McDonald's and make more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he said, it was an eye-opening experience.
I was joking. I've joked on the show before when minimum wage went up last time. I told my audience, I said, hey, folks, congratulations. You're going to get a raise.
But the reality is you've got to calculate this number. And it's the only number that I know that you can compare every type of business. Because whether you have a large business and make millions and millions of dollars or a small business, everybody has a certain number of hours they use to create the products and services. And if you go and calculate that number, it really tells you what you're actually earning for every single productive hour.
All right, let's break it down again real quick. How does it walk us through the calculation?
All right, it's very simple. Take your net profit for last year before bonuses or any things like that, and divide it by the total number of revenue producing or billable hours if you're a CPA or a lawyer or something along those lines. But how many people, how many hours were used to create the products and services you sell?
So how many would you use? How many hours a day? I mean, how many hours a day your business was open, or how many hours you worked?
No. It's for the people. Let's assume you have a retail store.
Right.
Okay. And your employees are working with customers, X number of hours a day.
Right.
Say it's 4 hours a day. And then you multiply that by however many for the entire year. You can't do this on a daily basis. You have to do this for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the total net profit for the year and divide it by the total number of revenue producing hours.
So if I've got three employees and they're average spending 4 hours a day each on with customers.
That's
is that
12 hours a day times however many days
you're open. 260, let's say.
260. And
so
then
12 times 260, divide that into your net profit.
Then divide into your net profit.
Or however you want to choose, or however you want to identify the hours. I mean, other people can quibble over how to determine what the hours are. But regardless, you divide that into your net profit. Well, the sad thing, and by the way, folks, if you don't keep good records, if you file taxes, your accountant does, because that's in your tax return, isn't it?
Yep. And I've taught this in class, and some CPAs or lawyers or people who are service-oriented companies, they go, look, I don't bill all my hours that I work with clients. Well, you have to take the total number of hours you work with clients, not the ones that you billed.
Right.
So, and that's really the number. And if you If you had a loss last year, that means you paid your customers to do your work.
Say that again. This is going to be in the test, folks. Say it again, Rick.
If you had a loss last year, you paid your customers to provide the products and services to
them. That's right. So, folks, that's not how it's supposed to work. 20 after. We're going to be right back and talk some more about this topic, profitability, the courage to be profitable, with Ruth King. That's her book, The Courage to be Profitable. You got to have it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.